Hi, this is Mike Essen. As you know, of course, if you're on this website, the other half of my website is movie reviews. The interesting thing is people know Hollywood, the Hollywood establishment, the actors are very far to the left. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Not 100%, but close. But people don't know that even more to the left than the movie actors are the movie critics. I have to give you three examples of just to make my point. I don't have all day to give more. Roger Ebert, the most famous movie critic in the country at this time, is an ultra liberal commentator as well as a critic. And just to prove my point about the next issue, he even wrote an article saying, in his views, creationists, he called it, shouldn't even be president. So when the movie Expelled came out, a pro-intelligent design movie with Ben Stein, he first wrote, "At first I refused to review this movie because it supported creationism. Here is my review." He actually gave it no stars. In a nutshell, he was saying, without saying it, because I hated everything it said, I'm giving it no stars. Now, in fairness to Roger Ebert, he also gave a movie no stars that was anti-death penalty, which he is anti-death penalty, called The Life of David Gale. I have not seen the movie. Lou Luminick, the critic for the New York Post, after Just Like Heaven, a rare anti-euthanasia film, and the prize winner Defiance of Ohio, both are very good movies, who had subtle conservative messages. He said, aren't there enough red state movies out, which, you know, of course, refer to conservative movies. And the final one, some idiot wrote in a great movie, it was my best of the year last year, Devil's Double, which is non-political at all, just showed the horrible persecution in Iraq, said, this is a case for interventionism. Too stupid, not even worth commenting on, but you get the point. So as a conservative critic, which I am, I have to confess, yes, I am somewhat politically influenced, but I have to give examples of movies in which I totally disagreed with the message and gave it opposite reviews. I'm going to give three examples of movies that really had left-wing messages, which I thought were good. Let's turn the clock back to 1986. Of course, I didn't review the movie, but it was Platoon, the Oscar-winning movie from Oliver Stone, which really portrayed American soldiers as concerted baby killers and murderers, and was a slam on American soldiers. But it was a very well done and very effective propaganda film as it was. If I was reviewing, I'd probably give it 3.5 stars. But as far as the message goes, I hate it. The remake of The Manchurian Candidate, a remake to actually an overrated film from the 1960s. This one starred Denzel Washington. I have it on my website to review it, but it was far from a conservative movie. It had messages as Iraqi American soldiers fighting the Iraq wars being morons, and really was a slam on the Iraq war. But it was a 3-star movie because it was very well done. It was effective. A very tough movie for me because of the message I'm talking about was a movie called Coach Carter. Now this I did review online. This was an inspirational sports movie, a good one, but one of the subplots was a girl got pregnant and didn't know what to do. Now, of course, you know, as a pro-lifer, I don't have to tell you the way it turned out, but I didn't like the way it turned out. So it had pro-abortion messages, but hey, it was a 3-star movie. On the flip side, a conservative movie I hated this year, it came out in 2011, was Atlas Shrugged Part 1. I gave it 1 star. Ayn Rand was a hero as far as capitalism goes, I'm more a movie buff far than a book reader, but in every respect of the word, it was an awful film. Not only the acting, but the boredom, and even setting a movie that was originally in the 1920s to 2016. It doesn't stop there. And recently, I have to say, I reviewed on my movie review site, and here is my, as I promised, here it goes. I gave 3 stars to the movie October Baby, which I promoted before. Now, this movie is blatantly, unapologetically pro-life. There's no doubt about it. And if I had to rate just the pro-life message, it would be 4 stars. I could, if I could go beyond 4 in that respect, I would, but 4 is the highest. But as a critic, I have to be objective and say it was a 3-star movie because the interpersonal relationships among the youth were very unconvincing at best. And it took longer than needed to get to the point. But honestly, it was a heartwarming, gut-wrenching film. You will cry. And even if you're on the fence, even if you're not only the most ultra pro-abortion fanatic would find this, would not be emotionally charged by this. So that's my 3-star review, I promise, of October Baby. In closing, movie critics as a whole are one of the most next to college professors are the most left-wing profession in the world, in my opinion. And one of the next, besides Michael Medved, who on his talk show reviews movies Friday, and Kyle Smith, who is a conservative critic for the New York Post, to the best of my knowledge, I'm the only conservative besides them who online reviews movies at all or anywhere. This is my guest in signing off.